It's no time. Lema, the pasuk says, ach, it says, ach holik, to say no, ach holik. There's an ach, positive there, to tell you only chayit to be poido if the baby lives for 30 days, but not if he died before. So Rash turns out the more means to say, behind now me kenitra of domi. Here also, a baby that has two heads, it's like a treif, I'm sure it's not going to live. Shereh lo yichya. If so, you should not have to be poido it altogether. Smur says, no. Shani hochate, here is different. Tibigul goyles, atalya rachamona. Here is totally in the heads. Rashi says, lepidyim b'chor d'chsiv, chomesh kolum migul goyles. Thy is letrei. Right now the person has two heads, this baby. Therefore the sabel, you have to be paid him with 10 sloyim, 2 times 5. I vi mishuma cholik. That's mashma, the baby has to be alive. The teretz is, hashto mil emayis. There's a big difference. Here, Lamais, he didn't die yet. Over there, where the kid died already, even though he wouldn't have been killed, he would have been alive. But Lamais, he's dead. Therefore, there's no chiyuv to be pidyon. That's the postek acholot. Only if he died already. But here, by 30 days, that the kid is still alive, and now Lamais, he has two heads. But since the postek says, the bigul goyles, tali rachamonam, he'll have to be pointed twice. So, I call upon him a shayach to have such a case. The vice versa from the Gemara, though, says, called a treifa. And therefore, Avadi would not live, so it could be an echnami. The gate to putting on film, it could be he wouldn't have the shadow so much. That doesn't say clearly the case doesn't live so long. But I call upon him, it could be short a case, a baby with two heads. Now the Gemara says, oh, mama, what we say before, that yodcho zuki bairis, when it says yodcho, it means you have to put film on the upper part of your arm by the muscle. So the Gemara, we know one. How do we know this? Maybe it means on the palm of your hand. The Torah Rabbanim wrote like this. The pasuk says, "Al yodcho tzedashin zugayve shaviyad," means the top part of your hand, like when we put on our tefillin. So Moses says, "Atayim, you're telling me zugayve means the top part of the hand." Or yainim, maybe not that way. El yodcho mamish, maybe it only means yodcho. Maybe it only means like your palm. Put tefillin on your yad itself. So now, Omer Torah says, "Hanech tefillin biyad, v'hanech tefillin barosh." Torah says, "Put on tefillin on your hand and put on tefillin shabarosh." On your head is so ma'alahala, just like by tefillin shabrosh. The goyve shabrosh means the top part of your head. So afkan here also, the goyve shabiyad means the top part of your hand. That's the mokum where you put on tefillin. Rebbe Lezer says, ain't the tzorch, I do not need this type of a limut. But rather, Rei Yoyim, the pasuk says, for hoyo l'chol yois, that tefillin shal yad should be an ois, a sign for you. So we dash in, l'chol yois. It should be a nice for you, but loyla cherim liyais, not to somebody else for nice. I was soon to let the moment to say, it's a hezber in which mokum, which part of your hand should you put film on. You can't tell me you have to put film on your palm, because if you put film down by your palm, everybody's going to see it. And here the pasuk says it's a dugma of loyla chol liyais, it should be in a place that it could be a nice only for you. So this time of the mokum to put films on top by your muscle, there, most times it's covered up, whether with your sleeves, with your jacket. But in the chlam, like we'll see later, about if you're not wearing a jacket or a sleeve, about it, it's kosher to wear it on the top part, even though people could see it. It's only like diva kosher behavior that usually by top, other people don't see it. So therefore, that's the mokum, that's the place where to put your tefillin. From this pasuk of Hoyin L'chol Yais. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Ein Tzorach, I do not need this type of a drasha. But rather, Rei Yoyim, the pasuk says, V'samtem es devorei eila al lavavchem. Put these words on your heart. Ukshartem, and then make sure you put on tefillin. So mashma, that tefillin itself, shateish sima, k'neged alev. Mashma, that tefillin itself should be on your arms, opposite your heart, which is the further up, which is what we put it by the muscles of the arm, that's k'neged the heart. Sat v'frat, we put it on the left arm, that's k'neged alev. Nechnami, a lefty that puts on his right arm, that even though it's not mamish connected to the leg, but it's also called parallel to the leg. That's the mokum where to put film on your yad. Rabbi Chia, Rav Acha, Rav Avia, Mechaven, or Maniach Lei, Lahadaliva. They were also very makbid that when they put on the tefillin show yad, it should be parallel to the heart. That's the mokum of facing the heart, like we do. That's the play, that's the oifin, how to put on a tefillin show yad. Now, Rav Ashi have the Yosef Kaima de Meima. Rav Ashi was sitting down in front of a Meima. Have the Tzairei B'yodei. he had, Rashi says, like a wound, something was wrong, a mark he had on his hand. And the middle of the shirt that he wore over the mark was very loose. It was like ripped there. So the kids were called Mechazen Tfilin. He was still wearing Tfilin, but people could see the Tfilin. Usually, like you have your jacket, your sleeve covering it. But here, since there was a wound there, the doctor wanted to keep it open. So Maisi could see straight through, and the people were able to see his Tfilin. So Amulesi said to him, Leisav Lamar, don't you hold? And the apostle says, L'chol L'yais, that Tfilin should be nice for you. And it should not be nice for anybody else. Meaning to say that your Tfilin, the half a minute now, should always be covered. When you put your Tfilin by your muscles, it's not enough just to have that makom, but it has to be covered there also. And the chor by you, it's not covered, it's open, so it's not the right way to wear Tfilin. Or Malay said back to him, no, look, he spoke out. He said, is the makom l'chol yois itmar. That where is the makom, where is the place to put Tfilin? The makom to put Tfilin is in a place that in the chnami usually is covered. By your muscles, usually your sleeve or your jacket covers it. But not that it's a din that has to be covered. Even the mice, if it's open without a jacket, without a sleeve, so it's okay. It's only that's the makom where to put the tefillin. Where the Chol Yos is teaching us to not put tefillin on your palm, because that's the makom that's always open, but rather put your tefillin on your upper muscles. There, sometimes it's covered. So even though mice, it's open, still it's kosher. Now the Gemara says, Goyva Shebroish Minolan. How do we know that tefillin has to be on the top part of your head? How do we know that? The Torah Rabbanan went like this. The pasuk says, Beinei Necho. Tefillin should be between your eyes. So we darshin zugayvish abresh, it means the top part of your head. Time you're telling me zugayvish abresh, it means the top part of your head. Or yeinu, maybe not that way, yeinu beinu necha mamish. Maybe it means mamish that tefillin should be between your eyes. That's where you should put tefillin. So Moriah says no. Nema kan beinu necha, it says here by tefillin beinu necha. Venema lahal, it says by the parshov, lo yisasim mukocha beinu necha lameis. So somebody dies in your mishpoch and again I feel bad, you're not supposed to pull out here and make a bald spot there. It says, Beinei Necha. Ma'al ha'am, just like over here by the bald spot. What does it mean? The goyvish abrosh. It means in the top part of your head. Not mamish in between your eyes, but it means further up, the mokum straight up. If so, why? That's mokum shayis ha'kokh. It's a place we can make a bald spot. Is Zalkan here also. The goyvish abrosh, mokum shayis ha'kokh here also. Means the top part of your head, a mokum where you become bald. That's Lashon Gemara. Afkan here also, begoyvah shorosh, mokim shorosh akoch, a place where you could become bald, meaning on your hair, not just between your eyes. Reb Yehuda Raime, ain't a tzorach, I do not need this type of a drosha. Ain't a tzorach, because on return, the Torah says like this, hanach tefillin diyad, hanach tefillin barosh. Put tefillin on your hands and put tefillin on your head. So ma'al halam b'mokim aroyu litama b'nei gechad. Just like when you have tefillin on the show yad, it's only on a place where there's only bosa, there's only skin. It only has one halach of a nega. There's no hair there. Like skin has one din of a nega. That's sayer lovin. Mashenka in a place where you have hair, it has a different type of a nega. Just like by the tefillin show yad, it's a makom that only has skin. There's no hair. Is afkan the same thing by tefillin show rosh? But makom aruil atama benega ech. It has to be the place where you only have one hilchos tumah. Means on your head, on your hair, with his makam asar. La fuka comes to exclude beinei nech, in between your eyes. Dika bosa disar, because in between your eyes there's both. There's bosa and there's sar, there's meat there, and there's also hair there. Dika is sar lovin, it has a lock of sar lovin. Dika nami sar tsov, it also has lock of hair that turns yellow. There's the bosa, if the hair there turns white, that's a nega. That's a tumas nega, and by your hair on the head, it has to turn yellow. So kids, in between your eyes, we have both eyebrows, and you have the skin there. That's not a makom to put the tefillin. Now it says the Mishnah Arba tzitzis makri zuzu shabos mitzvachas. All four tzitzis are like one big mitzvah. My now, what's the difference between the machlokes, whether it's one big mitzvah or four separate mitzvahs? On the Rabbi Yosef, first of all, sadim mitzitzis. That's here putting woolen tzitzis onto a beggar of flax. So there's a heter of Esa Decholesa saying. So according to the Tanakh Kam, it's only if you have all four tzitzis there. Then it's a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Shmuel, as long as you have just one pair of tzitzis, it's also as good. Because he holds each one is called a mitzvah by itself. So that one alone would also make an essay, Decholesa saying. Rova Barihina Omar Talis Balas Chomish Ikubinayu. Now, if let's say you have a beggar that has four corners, and on one corner, now you cut it diagonally, like, to make it into five corners. So Rashi is Mazva, that if you hold this one big mitzvah, so the Rebbe, the Pasuk is now, that even though the beggar has five corners, still you have a mitzvah. But what is the mitzvah? Just to have on four corners a tzitzis. So if you hold like Rabbi Yishmael, that each corner is a mitzvah by itself, so when the Torah says the Rebbe, that if there's five corners, you're also mechuyev in the mitzvah, the mitzvah must mean that every corner has to have its own tzitzis. So come out, in this beggar of five corners, you have to have five pair of tzitzis. Ravina says, the Rav Huna given out a difference between the halacha of Rav Huna. The Yama Rav Huna, Hayoitzei B'tal L'Sheinu Metziah says, Kilchose B'Shabbos, if somebody wears a pair of tzitzis on Shabbos, he walks outside to Mishas Rabin with him. And the halacha, the tzitzis did not kilchosei, one or two of the strings fell off. The halacha is Chayiv Chatis. Since the tzitzis is not mekayim the mitzvah, we do not consider the strings the tzitzis bottle to the beged, but rather it's considered like a master, still like you're carrying it. That's not gemina. Let's say one pair fell off, and you have the other three pair. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, you mekayim the mitzvah, be mutter to wear it on Shabbos. But according to the Tanakhama, since you're not mekayim the mitzvah, there'll be no heter to wear these three strings on Shabbos. You can't walk out, wear this beged now, since it has some of the strings and not all the strings, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, so what's there is sort of like a masli, will be a nisa haitzor Shabbos. Omer Rav Shisha Berei de Rav Idi Haiman de Botzer Leglima, if somebody wants to make his beged shorter, so Rashi learns the Botzer Leglima means Shechot Echechem in Akronos, he cut off one of the corners as if now to make it into five corners. It looks like two corners at one corner. So he didn't do anything. The beggar is still mechuyev in tzitzis. That's halacha. Haiman the botzer leglima. If you cut off one corner, and lo yavid leklum. Why? Shav yitalis balis chamish. He made the talis like five corners. That's mechuyev now in tzitzis. We hold avada only on the four opposite corners. You put the tzitzis. Omer Amishar Shia Haiman the tzayre leglima. If somebody knots up a beggar, you have a long beggar and you fold it over and knot it up now. You did not do anything again, even though you knotted it up, and now it's a smaller beggar, it doesn't have the shear of a beggar. But since you only use knots, it's aimed to open up and it'll be a long beggar again. So Vadi is still mechuyev in tzitzis. Why? My time, the Gemara says, to command, to shear your dumb, it's sitting like it's opened up. Knots means nothing. But to Nanam, we learned also like this. Nanam, we call hamatus. That means we have a flask made out of skin. If they're only tied up, so Tahiris, they're not considered a kli yet. Because since they're only tied up, they're almost open up again. It's not called the kli, it's not called the base kibble. Only when they're really sewed down. Chutz Mishal Avayim, excluding the Arabs one, because that's the meaning, that's the derech. If you only leave it just tied down, they don't sew it. So therefore, it's not almost open up, therefore, it's called the kli now. Omer Avdimi Menadoi, Haiman de Chayte Leglime, somebody even sews down the beggar if he folds it up. He didn't do anything but to take away from the shear of the beggar. Why? Because the svar is, if it's really true, you did not want the beggar to be so long. That's why you folded it over and sewed it down now. But you should have just cut it off and thrown it away. Since you didn't cut it off, you just folded it over and sewed it down, it's a proof that really you don't want to use it still. Therefore, still consider the beggar with its right shear, it's still mekuyev tzitzis. Now the Mishnah ends up and says that if you shmol leima arabos and abba mitzvahs, all four are four separate mitzvahs. Amir Yehuda, my Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Shmuel, take a paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, no, but let's take a paskin. We do not paskin like that. We paskin all four as one big mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Ravina, have we caused all our baska the Mabar Ravashi by Shabbat of the Rigla? Ravina was once walking in the back of Mabar Ravashi on the Shabbos near a regal, and if Sekar of the Chutzit, one of his sitters came off in the street. He didn't want to tell him over there in the street. Like, he didn't want to tell him that he has to take off his tzitzis now. We had before, since one tzitzis came off, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. We hold all four as one big mitzvah. So now that he's not mekayim the mitzvah, the other tzitzis are as a masli. So he didn't tell him there in the street to take it off. But kamot lebeis, when he went home, Omelet told him in his house, may he also mystic, you should know down the road over there is where the tzitzis came off. Omelet, he said back to him, if you would have told me over there, Shadisa, I would have taken off my tzitzis over there. Like, how come you didn't tell me to take off my tzitzis over there? For the more, why? We learned that Gov Kogod Abriyah Shadechas Lesa Se Shematera. We know Kogod Abriyah, like here, not that take it to so in the middle of the street, this Kogod Abriyah is even Decho Lesa Se Shematera, Sirosi, even if they'll be allowed to carry it, but look, it's a Kogod Abriyah.